This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. Strong storms are expected tonight into tomorrow with hail and damaging winds possible. A cold front later could trigger scattered to widespread thunderstorms across the area. We'll get the latest coming up in the forecast. A Racine County inmate allegedly threatened to kill the judge in his case. The threat from 68-year-old Richard Paul was caught on body camera. He now faces a new felony charge. Chinese EV supplier Kadali America is making Racine County its U.S. home. The company bought a $25 million warehouse in Mount Pleasant as part of a $72 million expansion project. Freightert in Wauwatosa has opened Wisconsin's first proton therapy cancer center. The technology allows for more precise radiation treatment and supports advanced cancer care in the state. A UW-Madison study warns that two proposed gas plants in southeast Wisconsin could worsen air pollution. Developers are disputing the study's methods. We Energy says the plants are needed for reliable energy supply. And Truck Country of Wisconsin plans to open a Freightliner dealership near I-94 in Summers. The just over $3 million project would include truck sales, parts distribution, and service bays. It's all pending zoning approval. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new Wisconsin law now spells out what counts as anti-Semitism, but it's drawing mixed reactions. Governor Tony Evers signed the bill late last week, saying it helps clarify hate crime enforcement. Critics, including state representative and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Francesca Hong, argue it could be used to label political views as discrimination and harm academic freedom. Supporters say it doesn't punish speech, it just defines when bias turns into a crime. The daughter of a Wisconsin lawmaker is accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars from his campaign. Elizabeth Johnson, daughter of State Senator Jesse James of Altoona, is charged with taking $32,000 while serving as his campaign treasurer. Investigators say she made several unauthorized cash withdrawals and later admitted using the money for her business. Johnson has repaid the funds, but now faces four felony charges and could see up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Thousands of people showed up across Wisconsin for No Kings rallies. Over 100 rallies took place Saturday as protesters lined up with posters and signs accusing President Trump of abuse of power and authority overreach. Wisconsin GOP spokesperson Annika Rickard responded by calling Democratic Governor Evers a wannabe king and claimed Republicans have been delivering results for Wisconsinites. And the State Elections Commission says 21 voters are being referred to district attorneys around the state for possibly voting while serving felony sentences. A report out last week says two of those cases ended in convictions, one is pending, and most others are still being reviewed. The agency says it runs the same check after every election, comparing voter and corrections records. The cases make up a tiny fraction of total votes cast in 2025. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kick off a three-game series against the Rays tonight at 5-serve form. The Brewers with a 9-7 win over the White Sox yesterday to complete a three-game sweep of Chicago. They scored six runs in the bottom of the eighth, capped off by a three-run homer from Christian Yelich.
I mean, we just kind of battled all day. We got off to a tough start, got behind early, but, you know, the guys kept talking in the dugout the whole time. Like, let's just get this thing close, give ourselves an opportunity at the end to be in it, keep grinding, and you just kind of kept putting the pressure on with really good at-bats there and kind of just got a mistake pitch and put a good swing on it. And
women's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Columbia Lions today in Wichita in the WBIT tournament. NBA, the Bucks competed but came up short at home to the Clippers, 127-113. Gary Trent Jr. with a season-high 36 points.
You got to go all out. Be the best teammates you can be. Contribute towards winning and go out and fight.
That's the Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 65 this afternoon. Tonight, it will be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, 45 the low. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms off and on through the day with falling temps in the afternoon. We'll be in the low 50s by late day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.